Hello, Tom.
Hey, Danny. I was just wondering what you thought. I'm sorry?
I'm telling him I still have a damn echo on me, so every time I boop, fart, breathe, I can hear it repeated. All right, there it stops. Sorry.
No
and as you can imagine, I fart an awful lot. That's a big problem.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know if you've seen the commercials with Monica Lewinsky for that weight loss program, and what do you think of those?
Oh, yes!
Horrible, right?
Like what weight loss? What weight loss? Where?
It's like a bad Saturday Night Live skit.
Well, if she wants to lose, like, 30 pounds of ugly fat, she should cut her head off. Or would that be her best feature thrown away?
Can you imagine a company that would find a spokesman that her only claim to fame is to the president?
I think it's very, very grim, and I know that the Jenny Craig thing was running into financial problems. At least that's the rumours. So this is like, I suppose, their last resort.
what a
pick. You've got to give it up. I mean, that's cynicism or incredible stupidity.
I'm sure they'll lose a customer or two.
Oh, for God's sake, come on. I mean, you know, look at her. It's a blob. It doesn't matter how tight the corset on her is, it's a bloated blob, right? There's no weight loss going on there. Apparently she won't reveal how much she's being paid for it, because the rumour is that it's she has to lose 60 pounds in order to get paid. She's never going to get paid.
I thought it was like $1,000 a pound or something.
Oh, come on. As soon as she sees a pound of chocolate on the counter, the $1,000 is of no interest.
You'll wind up owing them money.
Yes! Isn't it a funny world?
My next question is, what do you think about the way you were portrayed in the movie Sid and Nancy? Not accurate, right?
Annoyed at the time, but looking back on it, it's so stupid and off the mark that it really didn't matter. I never took it too personally, because I tend not to. But I do like not to tolerate character sabotage. I thought, as other band members, we were all treated quite bad. Paul Cook was represented as a rather tubby, spotty chap, which is completely not true. I was just this champagne-drinking, baked bean-eating idiot. Really had nothing to do with the pistols. It's absurd, really. And the whole thing propagating the Sid mythology, that he somehow was responsible for it all. It's kind of sad, and Sid was my mate, and he would be very angry with that representation of him.
You think?
I know so. Sid was as honest as me about things like that. You know, none of us ever want to grab credit where it isn't due.
I guess I could see that. And another question is, what did you think about the band Green Day? I mean, it seemed like they were trying so hard to be you.
Oh, God, no. Please, no. If anything, they sound more like The Clash.
Yeah. I know you're not
except
too big.
Except nobody could really imitate Joe Strummer's guttural, unintelligible babble. So, you know, they had to get someone that could actually, like, speak some words.
I just saw Joe Strummer's solo act in New York City about a month or so ago.
Right, I've seen him on was it a HBO thing?
Yeah, they taped it. They taped the show out.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, was that the highlights on HBO then? I think they only showed two songs.
I actually didn't see the HBO show. I know,
right.
He pissed a lot of people off in the audience because he comes out and, you know, in between songs, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just screams, "Christianity sucks." And, you know, people just, it just didn't seem to fit in, you know? It just, what was that all about? And then he went into the next song.
He tried so hard. Listen, what's going on with him is he tries so hard to be politically correct and angst-ridden and have a point of view. when he actually doesn't have a point of view at all. and that's why he comes out with banal, ridiculous statements like that. That he thinks is free-form, wonderful insight into the way the world works.
Right, right. You can see what he tried to make it sound like, but it wound up coming out like, you know, just like exactly what you said, that he's saying it just for the sake of sounding, you know, a certain way.
Yeah, well, really pathetic of him, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think so, yeah.
I mean, you know, again, not to, like, you know, swing my praises too much, but when I deal with religion, I deal with them in a song.
Well, yeah, at least they're
not. And my attacks are highly structured, and they're not just this sloganeering thing. I've always said I hated this about The Clash, that all their songs seem to be slogans with no substance behind it. Sten Guns in Knightsbridge, for instance. I mean, you know, what's that, a B-movie?
A friend of mine is a really big fan of you, and she's a really big fan of The Clash. And I sent her copies of your show. I tape it onto a cassette tape, and I send it to her. And she doesn't know what to think because she likes the both of you.
Well, she should think exactly what she thinks.
That's what I told
Just because I don't like them, don't mean you shouldn't.
That's what I said.
You know, this is my opinion, and in the world I live in, my opinion is as valid as anybody else's about me.
Right.
You know?
You can have two friends that hate each other, but, you know, you don't have to pick sides.
Absoluto. Look, you know, look, I don't like The Clash, but that doesn't stop Mick Jones being a mate.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Your friend of him?
It doesn't get in the way. But it does with someone like Joe, because he takes him so damn personally. Because he's confused as to what the real issues of the world are.
I guess you've met him?
Oh, I know them all really well.
Do you?
Well, we all grew up in London, you know. You couldn't hardly avoid each other. We gave them their first gig, supporting us.
Really? Well, I gotta wait. I'm waiting for the documentary of yours to come out. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
When does that hit America, do you know?
Well, I'm airing it at the Sundance Festival in January. I think it's on the 23rd or the 26th.
You're really going to go to that thing, huh?
I'm going to go with a vengeance.
You're going to make them sorry they invited you, right?
Whoa, I'm on a Janine Groveler hunt. And if I can get Courtney, I'm going to get her to speak her mind.
Well, I just hope they're filming it.
I'm taking a camera crew.
Ah, that'd be great.
I'm doing it for the second episode in Rotten TV.
Oh, yeah, and when is that coming out? Any idea?
The first episode should air on the 23rd, I believe.
Oh, yeah? I'll be watching it.
You know, don't expect, like, the world to suddenly shift access. It's just a show. It's amazing to me, anyway, that I've even been given an opportunity to be on the air.
I'm not surprised.
Let alone a whole show. But let's face it, you know, I do. I work at this, and I don't ever accept rejection, and I keep at a thing until it works.
Well, I know you don't like compliments, but you're an interesting guy, and you're fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes on.
All right,
I never thought. I mean, I listen to your show every week since it's been on.
Oh no, Malcolm McLaren must have written it.
No, I
that's
know.
Right.
Well, you know, he's the brains behind everything you ever did in your life. You know, that's the way. At least the press sees it.
Well, he's not even the brains behind everything he did in his life.
Right. Well, no one believes all that stuff about that, so don't worry about it.
I know, but it is fun to to raise it. Because it is surprising how many people like to live on a lie, you know, to grab whatever accolades they can from someone else. Yeah, I think it really, and why I point this out all the time about, you know, people like Malcolm, etc., is because I think you should have fun laughing at people that are so desperate they have to live in other people's shadows. You know, it's like, fuck off, Malcolm, my shoes are way too big for you.
Well, that's what they say about managers. When you can't do it yourself, you manage.
Yeah. And you manage to run away with the money. That's all I've ever seen them do.
So are you going to vote for him?
I am.
Uh-huh.
Most definitely. Because I think it's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Malcolm as the mayor of London is such a genius farce. Right, you've got to say that's just in such poor taste.
Yeah, you think it's poor taste, huh?
Yes and no. I agree with some of his policies that might be perceived as wacky, but legalizing brothels is wonderful.
Well,
you know, that stops a major health problem, and having them opposite the Houses of Parliament, as I said, is just hysterically great.
They don't have too far to walk at that point.
Yeah, you know where all your MPs are. You know, they cannot avoid the camera crews any longer. Superb.
Well, that's all I had really to ask you, Johnny, but it was a real pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Have a nice night.
All righty.
Bye.
I need a quick break, and then I'll be back. Okay, dokey.
You're listening to Johnny Rotten. We'll return in just a moment.